Pirelli is, the focus is always on the championship. I suppose the league is part of the building process towards the championship, and it's obviously very important. And the great thing, the league's really developed in the last number of years. You know, I think you had a lot of the best teams in Ireland in Division One this year, and it was very competitive, the games. And you could even see, you know, probably, you know, the first day we went to our first away game down in Dublin, how much Dublin were up for it. We went away to Kerry, the Kerry supporters were mad up for it, you know. And there's a big rivalry built up with the top teams in the last number of years, and that adds spice to the league. And we were delighted to survive in it, and we had a number of good performances, and we had a lot of our key players playing, you know, which could get in game time, which is important. And then we got a few new lads, so we're happy out.
You mentioned how Dublin were up for us, and Kerry were up for us, and Mayo were up for us. It also, I suppose, it tells you the standing of where Donegal football is at the moment.
Yeah, that's the good thing, you know. And probably, you know, what made those games well was the amount of our own supporters were down at them, you know. And they really, you know, the two sets of supporters were helping the occasions. But yeah, I suppose it's a sign that Donegal are seen as one of the top teams in the country, and that they're a big scalp for teams now.
Yeah. Big positives for you. What were the big positives when you look back on the league?
Yeah, the big positives for me were getting our experienced core group of players that have been the tried and trusted players, getting them on the pitch, seeing the appetite and seeing the fitness building in them, particularly towards the end of the league, and seeing some of them getting back to their best form. Those were huge pluses. Also seeing the development of Hugh McFadden, Martin Riley, seeing the continued development of Pat McGrady, Owen McNeilis, Ray McHugh, young players in the squad, you know. Eamon Doherty's another lad, you know, who came in, you know. Those lads, getting them game time, you know. On the other side of that, we were disappointed probably. Owen McHugh picked up a bug at the start of the year, with Daniel McLaughlin working in Limerick, who wasn't about. Young Jigger was injured, and we really didn't get a look at him. But overall, we'd be very satisfied.
Yeah. As we said, focus now on the championship. And, you know, Donegal are expected to do things in the championship. They're always expected to be playing in August. But you have a big hurdle this day week.
Yeah, we've a huge hurdle, you know, against our own. You know, it's a really exciting game, number one, so it is. You know, there's a big rivalry built up between the two teams over the last number of years, so there is. And, you know, it's a really exciting time for an inter-county footballer, and I'm glad to see our players are really up for the challenge, so it is. And, you know, August seems an awful long way away. You know, we're just, you know, going to do everything in our power to try to be in the hat for the first round proper of the Ulster Championship.
Yeah. And tell me, how do you prepare a team for a team that you seem to have the Indian sign of over the last three or four meetings?
Yes, I suppose, you know, obviously we'll put a huge focus on Tyrone, but we're preparing ourselves, you know. We're working hard on our own game plan, on our own players playing well. Everything, you know, 90% of what we do is geared towards getting the most out of those players. And yeah, we taper slightly for different opposition, and it happens to be Tyrone, you know, and that's the huge challenge, you know. But every day we go out, we're questioned. Every day we go out, we have to prove ourselves, you know. And the reality is, there's a lot of new players in this Tyrone team, you know, and there's a new rivalry as such with these current players who are, you know, in the Tyrone panel now. They're in their early 20s now and looking to make their own mark.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of criticism, I suppose, most recently, I suppose, after the last league game between the two counties.
Yeah, listen, I feel that game took on a life of its own. We started with the breeze, we got a goal that came off the post, so we did. I would tend to look at Tyrone's performances against Mayo, Kerry and Dublin, three teams that were in the All-Ireland semi-finals last year. They beat Mayo, they drew at Kerry and they drew at Dublin, you know. That's 4 points out of six. We got 1 point out of six against them three teams, you know. I think everything has to be put in perspective, that one bad day at the office against ourselves, so it is. And we certainly won't be reading too much into that. We know that Tyrone are going to present a very formidable challenge, that they've got a very definitive style of play, that they've worked hard on all through the league, and it's going to be a hell of a battle.
The one thing they have struggled in the last three championship meetings is breaking down Donegal's defensive system.
Yeah, there's no doubt, you know, that we have kept them to fairly reasonable scores in those games. But again, it sounds boring. Unfortunately, what you did last year, last week, doesn't matter. We have to go out now and we have to produce, you know, a top-class performance to give ourselves a good chance of success. And, you know, we hope to present Tyrone with plenty of problems. We know they're going to present us with some. We haven't scored a hell of a lot against Tyrone in Championship football ourselves, so that's a challenge as well.
Yeah. Tell me, do you think the under-21 success Tyrone enjoyed at the weekend is going to be a lift to the county? Because it was low and it was beginning to bite at itself.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that success will energise the county, so it will. If some of them players come in now to the senior setup, it'll bring a freshness to it, and that there's no doubt about it. But we can't concern ourselves with that. We can't predict what the Tyrone team will be. We'd have an idea of 8 or 9 or 10 of them, there's no doubt about that. What they do is up to themselves, and our sole focus now is getting our own end right, making sure our bodies are right, making sure there's a good understanding of what's needed on the day, how we're going to play, and then delivering it.
And how are preparations going?
Yeah, listen, really pleased. You know, we've got through the club games, which is always an anxious period. You know, it's an anxious period from the point of view that we're training hard, their workload's increased. Then add in the club games. Some of them times, you know, unfortunately the players are playing when they're tired. That's the reality of it. So it is. We've come through them relatively unscathed. We should have a clean bill of health. We'd expect so. And our preparations from that point of view have went well. We feel fitness is good. Confidence is fairly good in the squad, you know. So we're happy where we're at.
Yeah. And how close are you to knowing your team in your mind? I know we're talking 10 days out or 11 days out.
Ah, yeah. Listen, there's no doubt. We'd have a fair idea of the, you know, the 14 or 15 players that are going to start the game, you know, we'd have a good idea of our top 20 players at that stage. You know, I think, you know, that's part of it. You want to settle, or certainly from our point of view, we want to settle on who those players are early, give them good confidence and belief in what's expected of them, and work mentally on them as well as physically over the next 10 days.
A lot of comparisons made with the game of 2 years ago in McCool Park as well, you know, pretty near own tie. You know, a lot of comparisons, as I said, been made. You were there then. How does this team compare? How does your preparations compare with back then?
I'd say preparations, you know, are smoother this time around. Obviously, we were coming into that championship as All-Ireland champions. We were very much playing catch-up all the time. We didn't have a lot of hard training under our belt. We had players constantly breaking down. But on the day, we got a wee bit of luck. We got a goal in the first half. Colm tucked it away, and that gave us a wee bit of a cushion, so it did. You know, we knew coming off that field we weren't as impressive as people were saying we were. And unfortunately, you know, we came a cropper later on. But this year, we've had a cleaner run at it. We haven't had the same level of injuries. I wouldn't mind the same bit of luck now on the day.
In fairness, You weren't making as big deal about the Tyrone game as maybe Jim McGuinness was making from very early that year. You know, obviously you were saying that it was your focus on the championship, but Jim seemed to have this thing that every time he did an interview, every time he talked about Tyrone on the 17th of May or whatever that was back then.
Yeah, look, as I say, you know, the opposition happens to be Tyrone. You know, it's the championship start is where we look at. 90% of what we do at training is all about ourselves. You know, we have to have our own identity as a team. We have to continue to work on the things that have made us successful, work then, try to improve what the areas that have been weaknesses for us. And that's the huge challenge for us. And, you know, this is just the first game in the championship, and it happens to be Tyrone, and I'm quite sure they'll be approaching it the exact same way.
You've been around a long time, you've been around a lot of teams, you've played on a lot of successful teams, enjoyed a fair bit of success, both at club and indeed with county, with Fermanagh. How would you gauge where this Donegal team are at?
Yeah, I think we're in a very good place. We were seen as one of the top teams in the country. We're seen as, you know, one of the top teams in the province. You know, in order to be seen like that, you have to have done an awful lot of things right. It means that Tre boys have trained well, they've prepared well, they've showed they have the edge, and they've got the, I suppose, the belief in themselves to get wins, grind out wins in championship football. That's a good place to be. Take bearing in mind all that, it counts for nothing unless you do it day after day. We've had a good record of doing that. We're coming in off a league where we've been extremely competitive. You know, even the games we lost, they were from relatively narrow margins. They were all went down to the wire. You know, there's great learning out of those games that you do lose, or maybe even the Mayo game that we drew. You know, so I think we're coming in a good position. So we are, and but you know, we still have to go out and perform.
Talking about yourself for a minute, I know by looking at you, I get the impression by looking at you that you're really enjoying this job.
Yeah, definitely, Tom. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed the 3 years as with the boys previously. You know, knowing those guys, you know, as I did, that made it very attractive for me to come into it. You know, the early part of the year is tough. It's tough. You know, it was tough from in November, December. You were giving the players breathing space before you spoke to them. So it was, you've trial process. So you have to see, is there new players out there? You've horrendous weather. So you have a lot of communication with backroom team and medical team. And the early part of the year is difficult for everybody concerned, you know. You're getting over, you know, last year for the players, they have to get into the start of the league before they really put that behind them. But now we're into the period, you know, the last few league games where the weather picks up a small bit, so it does. You can see the players really, really focusing on the first round championship date. And I'm really enjoying it, you know, as I did the 3 years, you know, it's an exciting period. You're working with a great quality of player, you've got a great, you know, management team and support team around you, where everybody's in the county board, everybody's behind us, trying to push the team, you know, push the team forward, looking for small wee areas that we can improve on, and that's an exciting time, you know.
That strikes me as a formula for success.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose time will tell on that, so it will. I'd love to be successful in the first round of the preliminary round of the championship, you know. Yeah. That would be a start, you know. That's all we can focus on. Because to think any further ahead, you know, would be unrealistic in Ulster. I think every Ulster manager only focuses on the first round and every set of players, and we just know it's going to be a huge challenge.